Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 10:13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Our proverb is a step-by-step recipe that one would follow toward the getting of wisdom, for we are presented here one who is void of understanding and one that has understanding. The goal is for both to have wisdom and understanding. The rod, shebet, staff for smiting, here is used by a schoolmaster to chastise one without understanding. Now we know from Galatians 3:24 and 25 that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Now in our proverb for today, we are given two methods of learning. One method is with words, and the other is using the rod. In ages past, the rod, or shebet, was used for punishment of adults who did not obey the commands of one in authority or the law. The rod was used to bring about consciousness of the violation and future obedience to the word of authority, regardless of the age of the one upon whom the rod was applied. The action of the rod was used to bring a person void of understanding to obedience of the law. The phrase void of understanding captures the specific call for the rod. Random use of the rod by authority without proper context is abuse. The rod is a tool of God upon one who has shown destitution of the heart. Understanding is the King James Version translation of the Hebrew word leb, which could be better understood as meaning the heart of the inner man. This void of heart means that he does not possess the internal motivation of the inner man to obey. Now our proverb gives precedence to the word of wisdom over the rod. Jesus gave us a similar precedence when he told the disciples in John 14:11, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." Notice the preeminence he gives his word. Notice that he infers that if you have trouble believing his word, that he is in the Father, believe him for his very work's sake. Jesus Christ wants his word believed, for his word is preeminent. This is the principle of the preeminence of the word over works, and it is a principle that applies also to the word of man. Words should always be given preeminence over works. However, as Jesus said to his disciples, "If you don't believe my words, believe my works." In other words, he means for them to start on the journey toward believing his words by the first step of believing his works. This is the principle that is also taught in the scriptures regarding child rearing and is alluded to in our proverb. The rod is the primer teacher on the road from void of understanding to obedience to properly constituted authority. The use of the rod is not random, but a teaching work that is to lead to voice obedience. So taking this pattern of what leads from the law to Christ, it appears the rod is that which leads one who is void of understanding to realize the necessity of obedience to the law. What brings a child to obey the law of his mother and father? Is it that which corrects him before he even understands fully the meaning of speech? It is that which shows consequences to the child for actions that are in rebellion to the father's law. But after obedience to the father's word becomes the normal pattern of the child is no longer under the schoolmaster of the rod, but now under the schoolmaster of the words of the father. Once this foundation is laid, then there is that natural movement to God's law and then on to Christ. That seems to be the biblical pattern. However, we live in an age where the patterns of God, the tools of God, are being cast aside. We said in one of our previous articles that the first language of a baby is body language. A baby does not fully understand the meaning of the mother's voice, but the baby can understand the mother's body language, caresses, affection, embrace, handling with care, discipline. Mothers and fathers have been given a voice and a body to communicate with their children. In addition, God has given parents the tool of the rod, different Hebrew word for rod used for the instruction of children, choter, meaning a tender shoot from a bush or new growth from a young sapling, Proverbs 13:24, 22, and 15. To bring a child to know that parents' words are to be carefully followed when the child does not obey. The choter, properly used, enforces and verifies the preeminence of the word of the parent. If you use the rod for any other purpose, you misuse the rod. Children are in the early stages of learning, and they need the help of the rod, choter, not chibet, from time to time when disobedience and unruly behavior justifies its use. The one described in our proverb needs the help of the rod because he is void of understanding. He is not word-oriented, but works-oriented. The child comes into this world as simple, and the simple need experiences that will bring them from simplicity to wisdom. God loves the simple, and he desires the simple to come unto him. He expects the simple to become wise, and those who are given to teach the simple are to bring into their life experiences. With time, a word to the wise is sufficient.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.